welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm talking about Senator Alberta Darling's proposal to break up Milwaukee public schools and allow for school choice. The latest school choice plan in Wisconsin would break up Milwaukee public schools. Senator Alberta Darling, a Republican for River Hills, introduced the plan. And I'm adding this is the fourth or fifth time she's introduced this, yep. this plan. Wisconsin was the first state to, this is her. Wisconsin was the first state to give parents more say in their children's education and future. We have an opportunity to build on our reputation and reclaim our status as a national model for reforming K through 12 education, Darling said in a statement. Her proposal would split Milwaukee public schools into 4 to 8 smaller districts. Parents would then have a choice as to which school they want their kids to attend. Let's go to the phone lines, man. Who do we have up first?
First up, we've got Robert from West Allis.
Hey, Robert, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I think, you know, what we're doing here is kind of radical. I know a lot of this stuff that started under the Bradley Foundation. I'm not sure what Roberta Darling's background is. I'm not sure if it's education. I thought she was.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not.
Yeah. So, you know, I think what's funny about it is only in our country do we not treat educators as the professionals they are. You know, we see Republicans, you know, they try to practice medicine. They try to play scientist. Now they're trying to play educator. I haven't seen the latest data, so I don't know if they underperform here, but across the nation where they've tried, you know, whether it's charters or religious schools, they continually underperform the public school. And this is even after, like you said, they cherry pick the best students. They don't take kids with special needs. There's all kinds of criteria on who they let in and who they don't let in. You know, I think a lot of this is an attack on unions. They don't want teachers to be unionized. So obviously, Act 10 took care of that. And then the other thing is they're trying to prop up religious schools. So some of them ran into trouble with the sexual abuse scandals and stuff. And you know, they're trying to do that as well.
You know, Robert, you are such a informed man because you don't know the origin of vouchers and choice. I do. And because it was created right here in the city of Milwaukee, and I know the people who created it, and yet you're able to see through everything that you just said is all at the root of what they've been doing. And they were able to expand it under then Governor Scott Walker and Republicans under then President, the first George Bush, stole the program from Annette Polly Williams and Larry Harwell. And that's the first that Republicans ever heard of vouchers and choice. And I remember talking to then Annette Polly Williams, the woman who created it. And she said they stole her program and would not even have her there when George Bush, then President George Bush the first, was out touting vouchers. So I know the root of it all. And I know what Republicans have attempted to do. And you didn't know the history of it, but yet you already were astute enough to point out exactly what was happening with this, not to mention the business community that's waxed rich off of that.
Yeah, it just seems like it's another attempt at them to take resources out of Milwaukee or Milwaukee County.
Yeah,
I mean, these guys won't even fix the lead pipes.
But also, let me say this to you. Does it make sense then to expand it throughout the entire state, including areas where people were already paying for private education, and now you and I, the taxpayers, now will be paid regardless of how much money the people make, that now that we would be paying for their children to go to private schools? How does that make sense?
No, it doesn't make sense. And not only that, it's like, you know, if something isn't performing, and a lot of these charters aren't, a lot of these religious schools aren't, you know, we have 25, 30 years of data. They're not even performing better than the public school. Why are we doing this? That's insane, right?
Yeah. Well, listen, man, you, as I said before, very astute man. Always enjoy your call, man. I wish you had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to CJ. He is one who, you know,
he
will always
the
sing
side.
The praises
yeah.
of voucher schools. CJ, convince me of something you don't know anything about.
Well, I think, first off, it should all start with the parents. Both mothers and fathers should instill a want and a need for their kids and their kids.
Hey, everybody can't, CJ. Everybody doesn't have the capacity to do that.
Well, I part of the reason there's an appetite for this, Earl, and thank you for taking my call, and I do appreciate when you and Evan do. There's an appetite for this because the taxpayers are already on the hook for a failed school system where 85%, and this is a statistic, cannot read at their grade level, Earl. They can't read a tape measure.
CJ, then are you telling me that, you know, that the other 15%, if 85% can't read, you mean in the public school system? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, I'm saying it's all over.
Okay, let me ask you.
It is.
So then the voucher schools, many of the voucher schools have the same outcome. Are you aware of that?
Well, some do, some don't. But
I said many of them do.
What is going on isn't working. And you keep defending what isn't working. That's a statistic that you cannot argue with. 85%, Earl, cannot read at their grade level.
Hey, I said this to you before. You can't blame a public school system solely because of that. Again, lead pipes. Okay, over 200,000 of them in Milwaukee, in the city of Milwaukee. In the city of Milwaukee. The poverty. You can't blame all that on the public school system, man. And if you do, you're disingenuous.
Who's running your school system and your city right now, Earl? The Democrats. They've run it for 40 years. How about trying something different?
Oh, like a Republican, really? Right? That like try
right.
Something different, right?
Well, you're
well,
the
no,
one
thank
that
you.
Keeps complaining about the same stuff, Earl. You've complained about it on every show.
I'd argue you do too, CJ.
Listen, CJ, I wish I had more time. We got to go to break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.